So, if you're looking at this video, it means you have sick fish and you're contemplating purchasing a book or visiting a website called Saving Sick Fish, which is the culmination of kind of a lot of time treating fish. My name is Eric Johnson. I'm a veterinarian in Marietta, Georgia, with a specialty in fish medicine. And what I did 20 years ago is I wrote a book. It's about 250 pages long on fish health, and it takes you through all kinds of stuff that you would need to know to keep fish healthy. But it does that in 250 pages, and it talks about things like parasite life cycles and the metabolism changes at varying temperatures, and it describes cellular function, lots and lots of stuff that you don't actually need to save fish when they're sick. And over the years, I realized that, man, it's like pH problems all the time. And there's like 10 really common things that happen. And then I thought, after all these years, I thought, it's got to be easier to save sick fish than read a 250-page book and take wild guesses. I mean, like, why don't we apply some statistical norms and teach people some real basic ideas of how to figure out like what's going on? And the thing is it's not really that basic. Like, the key is to take 10 things and make it into understandable. So a person could pick up this book that I wrote, this one, the 40 pager called Saving Sick Fish. You could pick up that book, and within 40 pages, you could arrive at what's wrong with your fish, probably, and really easy, straightforward, not having to drive down to Spain to pick up some sort of rare medicine, but just real easy solutions to these common problems based on experience, with nothing written by ChatGPT and artificial intelligence, which is completely without experience. Anyway, trying to keep it simple for folks that are firemen and librarians and astronauts who, perfectly smart in their own right, don't know anything about fish medicine. So that's the point of the book, is to take you through common things that could be making your fish sick, and then talking you through solutions to those problems, and being smart enough to make it where, like, one suggestion fixes three potential problems, and knowing what those potential problems are. So I'm making it real easy, and I'm trying to hit a price point to where you get a color document in your hands that you can use to solve these problems, plus backup information if you wanted to, like, learn more or in more detail about something. You certainly could just by scanning a QR code that's in the book, and it takes you to a website that has multimedia information about, like, I don't know, if you wanted to know more about filtration or something like that, that you could go, okay, I get it. I need filtration, and you like sponge filters the best. Well, but what about this kind of filter? Well, chances are there's a QR code, or somebody has asked that question, and it's in the website, and you can go in there and unlock a conserved resource, and for nothing, you can get more information that you don't put in a 40-page book. Anyway, we're going to save some fish, and we're going to do it in a way that you can do it at home effectively, using experience that you didn't have to kill fish to get. I hope you get a lot out of the book, and I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.